This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
SmokeSlam 2025 coming to downtown Memphis. It's the world's ultimate barbecue showdown, May 15th through the 17th, Tom Lee Park on the river in Memphis. Beautiful backdrop down there. It's more than just a barbecue competition. It's something for the whole family. Get those unlimited samples, the Ferris wheel for the family, fireworks every night. You'll have a great time downtown Memphis. SmokeSlam, May 15th through the 17th.
Got some good music out there as well. Shane Smith and the Saints, the revivalist country music giants, Big and Rich, Waylon Wyatt, Jambi Southern Avenue is going to be at the place. Three-day passes, single-day tickets, and VIP experiences available right now at SmokeSlam.com. Again, hit the website, SmokeSlam.com. Get your tickets and VIP experience right now ahead of May 15th through the 17th. Going to be a fun time down at Tom Lee Park on the river, a family time at SmokeSlam 2025.
By the way, J.J. Redick had his end of season, you know, like all these teams do the next day.
Exit
right?
interviews, yeah.
They have their end of season remarks. And the last thing that he said was that they need to get in championship shape during the offseason is what he said. Now, I don't think he's talking about LeBron.
He certainly isn't.
So, there you have it. A little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a charge there from JJ. And we talked about it in the beginning of the show, like it's going to have to happen.
Again, he's going to be your central piece in a little bit.
You know
LeBron's not going to be here forever. And if your central piece isn't motivated.
But if you're Luka, you're like, hey, I mean, at the end of the day, I've been in the finals just like this. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy about my conditioning. I it's not going to change who I am, you know.
With as much of a topic as it's been since the trade and that being part of the reason that Dallas used to trade you.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're just going to stay the same?
We'll see. But, you know, when Luka came into the league, bro, he was dunking. I mean, he was a different player. And I don't think he's ever going back to that. But can he lose 20? Sure, we all can. But let's see. Let's see where it goes. Trista Cricket will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to her about these comments, get her thoughts on the future of the Grizzlies, and more. Brad Carson's here. He is
speaking of 20 pounds over.
Look what the cat drug in.
Yeah, you know, instead of spending $1 million on his body like LeBron, I think Luka spends about a couple extra $1,000 on beer and chips and wine. And
you know, if you could get away with the things that Luka gets away with on the court, and you could still do those things,
yeah,
I think we'd all still do those things.
A little fadeaway, it still kind of works, but there's a point where like
it's slow, man.
Can be in nine blow by last night shape.
No, you're right.
Nine blow bys.
No, you're right.
That's
like,
brutal.
He has the speed of like Jarnell Stokes when he was with the Grizzlies. You know, like
forgot but, about that.
But he's not a big. He's right. he's a guard. You're supposed to. Right. Your responsibility is to guard guards, and you can't. You know, like it was almost weird. It was like it kind of felt like the Timberwolves were letting him off the hook a little bit even last night. They could have gone even more in on him. They didn't, yeah. but. It doesn't matter. They missed 40 threes and won the game for the first time ever in playoff history.
Yep.
So that was quite something. So Brad's here.
I'm here.
And you guys know what that means. It was 1-1 night for him last night. He got the Rockets. He did not get the Lakers. And we have another two-game slate tonight. So let's fade Brad. All right, two-game slate. See, these are the slates that I don't enjoy, right,
for you? You don't?
No, because honestly, Helen Keller's going 1-1.
That's fair.
And Helen Keller's blind, deaf, and mute.
She might be a better gambler than me, and I realize she doesn't have much going for her.
But I like the 3-4 game slates, or honestly, the Fridays going into the weekend, right, where we can throw six games at
you. Yeah, you guys are in it.
We're either gonna draw blood or bleed out.
Right.
You know, that's what I want. You know, these are like I like the favorites. I'll go with the favorite. You know, so either way though, this is the segment.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
This is the way it goes.
I mean, it is what it is,
and it's going to be that for for the foreseeable.
We did this for 5 weeks last year without you, John.
Look,
so
you guys can't keep bringing up last year. All right, I'm here now, Dan.
I've had more winners though this
year. Here. No, you're right. You're right. You've had a better start this year than you did a year ago. All right, let's kick it off. And as always, we're using odds ESPN. From ESPN Bet. Detroit hosting the Knicks. It is -1.5 in favor of the Pistons in game 6.
So I assume Isaiah Stewart will play tonight. It says he's a game time decision, but I'm going with a fully loaded Pistons team with their backs against the wall. They're at home. Been plucky. This is a hard one for me. You know, New York leads 3-2. All these are obvious things, but most gamblers, you know, they're a little more intricate with their analysis.
It's very sharp.
But, you know, I'm rolling with get it done now and we'll talk about the Nuggets game, which is a similar setup coming up next. But I've got the Knicks +1.5. I think the Knicks are a better team. I think the Pistons have been plucky. But it's coin flip to me. That's why the line, I think, is so tight. Pistons favored in this. I'm going with the Knicks, though, with that 1.5.
You know, this is exactly how it sounds in the trading rooms when they set these lines, right? They say, this is a coin flip.
It's
almost quite literally a coin flip.
Is it?
Right? Last three games, all one possession game.
Because all these games have been the same. It's just who does something stupid at the end to win by 4 or lose by 4.
Right.
You know,
the first game has been more than 6.
Exactly.
All of them have been close for the most part.
I don't know how you feel about this, Jason, but when I watch this Pistons team, I come away thinking that there's a real shot that in 2 or 3 years, Cade Cunningham could be one of the 2 best players in the NBA.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's how I feel. Wimby and Ant obviously would sort of be the ones that you – But Wimby's got health problems.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the fact that Cade is on the rise. His ascension is happening right now. You could see it in the step up from game 1 to game 2. And he's the real reason the Pistons have a real chance here of advancing. I mean, they are favored tonight to get to a game 7.
Yes.
I got a feeling that Brad's going to be on the right end here. I think the Knicks know that. I think the sense of desperation has gone up for them. This well, more importantly, the sense of urgency.
Yeah.
It should. You better put this team away.
Here's the problem in that East bracket, though. Neither one of these teams is going anywhere, and neither are the Pacers. It's going to be the Cavs, and it's going to be Boston.
Well, for the Pistons, this is all house money.
Yeah,
right?
I
mean, the fact that they've even got a chance to advance is just being so far ahead of schedule, you can't do anything but
be excited if you're ahead of schedule.
If you're the Pistons organization.
I wish the Grizzlies were in that position, I'll be honest with you. Like, the Pistons waited, and it's like, here we are, the Grizzlies, and we're all pissed off.
Now,
and like,
but what JB has shown is he can be pretty solid on putting together what he's got, but then taking it to the next level, right? Now, that might be something that down the road we're wondering if JB's the guy that's doing that. I hope he is. I'm hoping for good things for him.
What I worry about with the Knicks tonight is, like, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson both got hurt at the end of that. I know they came back, but, like, those dudes been, like,
they're
Brunson's
warriors,
had
though,
multiple
bro.
Ankle injuries.
Yeah, they're warriors, though.
He may have the worst ankles in the history of humankind. But no, I'm happy to fade, honestly. Give me the Pistons. Give me Jalen Duren in Mellow Yellow.
That's the fun side to be on.
Yeah, man.
Can you
get down with Mellow Yellow?
Oh, no.
That's not a fun nickname to you?
I mean, it's okay. I'm not going to push back on it.
Which one's Mellow Yellow?
The light-skinned guy. It's not Jalen Duren. It's Cade Cunningham.
Cade Cunningham. Thank you.
He's also very smooth.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, the dude is very low key and very smooth. Like, you cannot speed him up. That's the best. The best players in the NBA are the guys you can't speed up.
He's the Black Luka.
Yeah. Nice.
He really, honestly, he is.
I know.
Very similar games. Cade's in better shape, but I mean, it is like they kind of like to hunt that mid range and make shots, man. And I'm happy to fade. I'm happy to fade on this one. And then another game six. This is a closeout game. Denver on the road at the Clippers. Again, using odds for ESPN Bet. Clippers are 6.5-point favorites.
Big favorite.
I said it before, and I think I'll say it again. You know, the home court for the Clippers and Steve Ballmer's new, just delicious-looking facility. I think at some point I want to get out there because they say the thing is, it's like the Ritz-Carlton.
Intuit Dome.
Yeah, you know, we were all high on the Clippers going into this series, and then, you know, the Luka and the Nuggets, we figured out they were, oh, yeah, you know, maybe this new coach, and, you know, they figured something out.
Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic. The Jokic factor.
You're conflating the Europeans, which is fine. Yeah. It's a sharp thing to do.
You know, they did fire Malone, though, you know, going into this thing. And unlike the Grizzlies, they've had success firing their coach, which I think should be a telltale sign. Maybe you got your interview with the Grizzlies and roll with somebody else. But let's go with this game here, and I'm going to go with the Clippers. And I think that the point
minus
spread,
6.5.
Yeah, the point spread is part of that too. I don't necessarily know if the Clippers, you know, win the game outright, or I mean, if the Nuggets, you know, win it outright. But I like the Clippers and the points.
All right, so you're going to lay 6.5 with the Clippers.
Yes.
All right. Again, happy to fade you on this one. I'll be honest.
You like my losing ways coming back to roost.
I think 0-2 is absolutely.
Is this where we go under 500?
I think tonight is a night.
This is the pivot.
I think it is.
Oh, the pivot happened this past weekend. You've already pivoted now.
You guys threw like 10 picks at me, though.
We had to. Unfortunately, we had to.
It was necessary.
4-10 in your last 14.
You're basically like LeBron in the playoffs now. Right? He's like 2-13 in his last 15.
Well, I don't have a bench to use either, so you know they're just going to keep playing me.
Yeah. So, all right, there you have it. It is if you're fading Brad tonight.
I think John's actually going to do this. I can tell the way he's rubbing his hands together.
You're actually going to bet this against me.
I liked the opposite sides already. In
that's official. Then I feel really good
tonight.
Jason knows I'm kind of starting to cook a little bit in the NBA. I'm putting some labs.
This man doing parlays.
I'm doing same game parlays of player props. I'm getting in it, man. I'm getting in the mix here.
I feel terrible now. Like I felt so confident
about
my
terrible. You're doing a great job.
Hey, being wrong is what this is. So you know, I'm a natural at it.
I just don't know. Can I ask? I just want to ask.
Yeah, please.
How do you fade getting 6.5 with the Nuggets? Like, how do you look at the Clippers and say, yeah, I want to lay 6.5 with them? Because the Nuggets have been beaten their ass.
It's a must-win game. Literally, it's a must-win.
Last game, they beat their tail last game.
And when they were up 20 game four.
And I think you got to throw out some of these final scores. Like you said it earlier, I was listening before I got into the meeting back there that the Warriors, you concede these games, right? It's like, it's our game, concede it. Let's go to game six or whatever.
There was
in this
one
case
that was pretty one-sided Clippers way too, though.
Right? Yeah.
It was game three.
There you have it.
The rest have been super close, super competitive, or the Nuggets have been beating their ass.
Yeah.
But I would tell what I would just say to that. Just
is it too many points?
Well, just while we're talking about this subject,
this is all intended to be ideally some form of education, right?
Like last night, the Lakers closed 6.5, minus 6.5, on the same logic.
Right.
Which is, this is a max desperation spot.
Which is why I bet them.
They have to stave off elimination. But the thing about it is you don't have to win by 7 to stave off elimination. You just only have to win by 1, right?
Yeah. Stupid bettors like me do, I think. You focus on the team first and you go, Clippers must win, Clippers must win, and then you see the line and you're like, it's not 13. You know, it's like 6.5. Can I talk myself into it? And if they're going to win,
Brad's process.
No, I get
respect it.
No, I do respect it.
I'm hearing you. Like, it's the reason why I'm a loser.
He's telling you is you're falling for the same trap you did yesterday.
That's right. You're right.
And it's also with an LA team against a team that's been beating their ass, just like Minnesota. You know, and hey, James Harden is like gone. He's vanished.
Well, my thing is, there is one LA team with Harden. It may not be the Lakers at this point, and they don't have Fat Luka.
Now, these You're not trying to change his mind, are you?
No, his picks
okay.
are in.
That's it. We've already submitted the ballot.
No, yeah, 100%. All precincts reporting, bro.
I've already made the circle.
But I'm letting him know he's going 0-2 today.
Wow.
I really believe that.
This is good for the listener. This is why we're here.
I mean, usually, like, when you do this, I could say, and whatever.
Well, that's why, remember when I was winning, you were kind of with me, too. You kind of, you were vibing that, and then as we've fallen off here, maybe I was also watching a little more. Like, I didn't watch much of it last night at all, except after the Lakers were trying to pull it through in the second half, and they didn't have a prayer there in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I said, Brad, I mean, Helen Keller could go 15-14 on NBA playoffs without watching LeBron, and, like, you know, it's all...
Maybe we should call this the Helen Keller segment.
It's essentially
it's been
the same.
Cemented as Fade Brad.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I enjoy doing it, guys.
Just to wrap it up,
please do.
It is going to be, if you're fading Brad, is going to be Pistons -1.5. It is going to be Nuggets +6.5. You know that, like, when I think about,
we lost Helen in 68. You guys talking 68? About her like she's still here?
No, she's long gone, but her spirit lives on through Brad.
It's a great book.
You know, like. When Adam Chernoff comes on during NFL season,
yes, sir.
You know, a lot of the times, like, the smartest bets in the NFL are the hardest ones to make. It's like, I got to bet +15 with the Chargers when they're starting Easton Stick at quarterback. Like, this is disgusting.
Right.
You have given me the opportunity to back the home Pistons, right, with Cade Cunningham and Memphis Tiger legend Jalen Duren.
You're going to mess this up, dude.
And then I get the back the
best
player in the world.
You're just short of no chance here and guaranteed.
I'm not
that
saying
you're
no
right,
chance.
You're,
no,
you're
I,
right
I know better than that.
Now, you won't parlay, will you? You're going to bet individual.
I will not parlay, no. Never parlay. I mean, whatever. You want to throw $10 on it for entertainment value, you can do that. And you want to decrease your risk.
Does Brad not feel a little bit more giddy, or maybe it's nervousness or something, in the guest chair as opposed to sitting on that side?
Like, no, he's calling
you sir and stuff. I don't know. It's almost like almost a different.
Well, this is a spiritual room. This is different vibes than
you,
than we're judging.
The last time you've sat in a guest seat?
Oh,
like
it's
this.
Been a year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You were filling in for
it's
somebody.
It's a different energy.
Jeff said that he air checked me and said that we're not doing that.
Hopefully,
anymore,
it's still a losing energy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see the prep. I mean,
it's scripted. It's really thorough. A lot of scratch marks. It's not very thorough, actually. It
like
should be
boxes.
A little more. Yeah, but it's all handwritten.
It's like the Oklahoma City Bombers, you know, manifesto is basically that looks like over there. So
arrows.
If you take Jason's glasses and put them on, it's the same thing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's really good.
You're him.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
You're him. You're that. What's the OKC? What's his name? Do you remember?
The Unabomber?
Yeah, no, the OKC.
Oh.
There was a movie about him, wasn't there? It's going to be.
What murderer did?
McVay called me a murderer
today, and I had to look it up. The manifesto guy, you know, I was like, I do kind of look like the guy you were comparing me to.
Timothy McVeigh.
Yes, Timothy McVeigh.
There you go.
John's got comps.
Anyway, so there you have it. That's Fade Brad. Thursday.
There it is.
It's May. It's already May. Hmm? We're rolling through this thing. You're 15-14.
We got a month of losing to do.
Holding on a month ahead.
He got out of April as a winner in terms of the record. He juiced out.
One over.
You might be up like 0.01 units. Like, it may literally be 0.01. But May is a brand new month, and it's about to get a lot harder because now the best teams are meeting.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pick real winners here.
Yeah, so. Like, I think I'm still rolling with Boston if I were looking ahead a little bit, and I'm still rolling with OKC if I'm looking ahead a little bit in both brackets.
So the sharp NBA guys that I talk to do not believe OKC.
They do not.
They do not. They do not believe in OKC.
Huh.
At least as a title contender, right? They don't believe OKC would be favored against either Boston or Cleveland.
Huh.
Well, okay. But
that part,
technically, you're a contender.
Yeah.
Historically tough.
Well, they
West.
Get there though.
But they had the best record in the NBA, right? Or was Cleveland the best? I can't remember which one it was.
It was OKC.
But they think they're third. I mean,
they ended up beating Cleveland for best record. I think so.
Yeah. The perception that I talked to from sharp people is that Oklahoma City is third in
OKC had the best record.
Yep.
And I don't believe they're priced in the market. I think OKC is the favorite in the betting market right now. So, but you know, I think Minnesota at 20-1. It was 25-1 before they won last night.
That money. Yeah.
I think that's a fun one. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think you'll have fun sweating that one out, you know.
And Anthony Edwards is a different
It was a good matchup for them as
it
well.
It was.
And Golden State might be that way.
But no, I mean, listen.
And OKC's got a lot more in there.
There's no question. I mean, OKC is, that's the one. Honestly, you probably can just wait till they play Oklahoma City and see what the numbers are then. But yeah, man, Ant-Man is 1-1. His favorite movie is also Matilda.
I heard. And he looked serious about it.
Yeah, my kid loves Matilda. You know, there's a new one. There's a new, it's a series on Netflix. My kid absolutely loves Matilda. So, Ant-Man, just a...
Ant-Man and your son.
He's my daughter.
My daughter, okay.
Yeah, my son doesn't talk yet. We're working on it.
We'll get there.
Although he does love the basketball.
Matilda's a little girl movie, right?
It is, certainly. Sure. Yeah, it's the weird girl.
Weird that Ant's saying that.
Yeah, no, it's...
They asked him about Boys in the Hood.
Which was racist.
Said, no, Matilda.
That was racist.
And maybe he was sort of shooting it back.
I think
that mine's a little girl white movie.
Turning the script on him.
Yeah. That's why he's 101. He tells Obama to stand down. His favorite movie is Matilda.
What was he saying in the press afterwards, walking out of the arena?
He was letting them know. The Lakers
in five.
Lakers in five. Good. Yeah, he's good at that talking, man.
And he like
no
only,
matter if you're Obama or
only,
anybody.
Only Ant-Man would go around the arena outside after doing it.
It was a victory lap.
I mean, only Ant-Man would. Jason Tatum wouldn't do that. Come on, man. I mean, I don't think Ja would do that either.
He's like, I ain't got nothing for the folks that were asking for. I ain't got nothing. I'm just walking through trolling y'all.
And he was like shaking people's hands too.
It wasn't all trolling.
Nah.
There was some trolling, but the ones that had love for him, he had love back for.
Exactly. I want to shake his hand.
He looked like a man. He looked like a man of the people is what he looked like.
He is that guy, pal. He is that guy. All right, we'll come back. Trista Crick's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk NBA with her. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie, China FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Well, well, well. If it ain't the GOAT, Trista Crick. Long time no hear from, ma'am. How you doing?
Too long. I've been here. I'm waiting on y'all calls. I'll come on whenever you want.
I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to wait for the right time. You know what I mean?
All right.
I was trying to wait.
You waited for the Grizzlies to get swept. Damn. To have me on the show.
No, because we could. Damn. If that was true, we could have done that on Monday. I wanted to wait for the Lakers to get wrapped up in five as well.
Oh yeah. You know, Lakers home in five.
Yeah. So we have a lot to get to here with our friend Trista Crick on NBA. But yeah, let's start with the hometown team, which is the Grizzlies. You know, 3 years ago if we were having this conversation. I think that's, you know, about the time when we met, you know, at Summer League. Like we'd have said, man, the Grizz are trending up with a silver bullet. Like this team is, you know, got John Moran and Bane and Jaren and, you know, Steven Adams and all these guys, and they're two in the West, and they're looking good, and they're trending up. And now, fast forward 3 years, and they're damn near at a crossroads in terms of decisions that they need to make and things they need to do. So, just from where you sit, and from, you know, your watchings of the Grizzlies, what's your assessment of where this franchise is at right now?
I mean, it feels like they're kind of not knowing where they want to go. I think firing Taylor Jenkins with so few games left in the season doesn't give me a lot of confidence. And I know the very difficult name to pronounce of the assistant that took over. He was kind of, from what I gather in the reporting, I don't know anything about this firsthand, was kind of always who they thought would take Taylor Jenkins' spot, given how much they paid him when they brought him on as an assistant. But to me, I don't know necessarily if that is something that projects stability. Obviously, we've had issues across the board. Every time the Grizzlies have something good happen, Ja Morant has gotten injured in the playoffs. We've seen that in the regular season, too, but more so in the playoffs in terms of, like, the impact of those injuries. So that's obviously something you can't plan for. Jaren Jackson, I feel, has regressed to the point where I would say that if I was in charge, probably not going to pay him the money that he's worth on the open market. I don't know what he's willing to take to stay in Memphis, but I'm gathering he's going to want every penny he can get. And I don't think he's worth every penny that he can get. I think you've gotten some good production out of players you didn't necessarily expect. Santi Aldama has taken a step. Scottie Pippen Jr., I don't think when the Grizzlies got him, they expected him to produce as much as he has. Gigi, when he gets healthy, I think he'll be helpful to the cause. You know, obviously, we love Desmond Bane. Zach Edey, though, I think needs more time to season. I think, in general, offensively, you know, the bricks that he has in his hands, and the lack of touch, some of the things that I felt like he did really well at Purdue, he didn't do so well at the NBA level. Obviously, still a great rim protector and a good defense. Like a good piece of the defense, but I don't know if he's your starting center over time right now until he seasons. So I think there's some decisions to make. There's some moves to make. And like you said, 3 years ago, we were all really excited, and now I'm kind of like a little bit down. I feel just like a little bit depressed and disappointed in the direction that things have gone.
You know, what you said about Jaren and that contract situation, which if he makes, and it feels like it's getting a little bit more far-fetched now, but for a while there, many had them, and it's before we've started to see some of these ballots, but had him as a third-team All-NBA guy. He gets that, he can get the max, which puts him at 350. And so back to your point, like with what you're paying Bane, you know, he's 36, 39, 42, 44. You know, with where you are right now with Ja, and pretty soon an extension coming on him, coming off for him, that you're, you know, and here's the thing, I before I get to my question for you, Trista, you know, Zach Kleiman was asked right after the season, are you still committed to the big three, right? Keeping them together as a championship core. He didn't commit. He left it open-ended. He touched on all three. However, when asked about Ja, remember earlier in the year, Zach Kleiman was coming out to the Howard Beck, you know, there had been some, that podcast, he talked about maybe you trade Jaren, and he shot it down. And he went along those lines again in terms of it'd be the same approach with Ja, kind of, right? Taking him off the table, and it'd be the other two that you're looking at. And so if it came down to, if I told you, Trista, you got to break up the big three. You know about Jaren's contract coming up and how that could, you know, potentially bind us. But you also got Bane, who averaged 19, making 39, 42, 44. I mean, that's not a contract that you like right now either. If I said, Trista, you got to keep Ja, because that's been the plan. He's the box office. Bane and Jaren don't sell tickets in this small market the way he does. Which of those two are you coming off? It sounds like you'd lean towards Jaren. Is that true?
I'd lean towards Jaren. Yeah, I would. I just think the foul trouble stuff, inconsistency in the production offensively, like, I think some of the defensive metrics are maybe more math than, like, truth in terms of his impact that way. So you just can't – I can't feel like I can rely on him to do the things that I would want to rely on from someone who's going to get paid that much money. Now, you're right. I think Desmond Bane is probably getting paid more money than he's probably worth on the impact side. So, like, the truth is maybe you shop them both and see what you can, get.
Yep.
Because you've got Gigi there. He's going to come in, and I think he's going to step in and be awesome.
Oh,
we still haven't seen the Jaw Gigi, like, connection for any period of time. So I'd like to see that. I don't really want to get rid of Desmond Bane, but you're right. $40 million for Desmond Bane is a lot of money. So I think you kind of see what you can get for each, and whatever gets you the best value in terms of picks and players, I think you do.
Now, my, have we found someone that's still super high on old G.G. Jackson? You see him as Scottie Pippen, perhaps?
Yeah, I think there's more to G.G. than maybe we're, you know, fans would like to say. He's had some injury issues. We've seen what he can produce in terms of his upside. I think, you know, you saw why probably he fell in the draft to begin with. Maybe has some maturing to do.
No doubt.
But I still think in terms of Gigi's size and his athleticism and what he does at the peak of his powers or what you've seen he's capable of, I think you have to keep on and try to develop him. And I think the Grizzlies are really good at developing players.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm less.
You're out on Gigi.
I just think it's.
You talk about regressing. This was a big step back for him.
Yeah.
And you hit on it. There was a maturity and a professionalism issue that, you know, that has to be addressed.
Let's be honest, though. He's so young. But last summer, we all kind of saw when Kleiman basically took all of the assistants that were Taylor Jenkins and then replaced him. We knew Taylor Jenkins probably had to make a deep run in order to keep his job. He was sort of on thin ice. When you have that level of instability and that much turnover, and maybe some of those assistants were really good with Gigi. I have no idea. I'm not in those rooms. And so when there's a lot of shakeup, then you can see those downstream effects and how they affect specific players. And so I don't necessarily blame that regression all on Gigi.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's just tough, man. I don't really think there's a path for him to become, you know, a relevant player on a playoff team in Memphis. I could be wrong, but
the problem.
You wouldn't have saw that about Scottie Pippen Jr. either, and he has been a relevant player
through sort of necessity. I mean, you know, it took Ja, you know, missing all those games and stuff. But, you know, a backup point guard is a little bit, you know, or a lot more important than, you know, I mean, a third wing, a fourth wing. I don't even know. I was out on Shaden Sharp, and you were right about Shaden Sharp. Like, when he was healthy, you know, this year, he was awesome. Or last year, whatever it was. I'm not going to say, I can't rule it out completely. I'm just like, it's hard as a franchise that, like, that's your move. It's like, we're gonna hope for G.G. Jackson to develop. Like, that's tough.
No, certainly not. You need to also do other things, right? I think you need to also get in a better cap situation. You got to explore opportunities within the draft, obviously in the free agency market. There's a lot that you can do. I wouldn't bank everything on G.G. Jackson, but I certainly think there's some things that you can do to make him a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
How much do you think, and you talked about Isolo, and really, you know, we know his history. We know that Zach Kleiman paid above market value and a buyout to get him to come modernize the offense. But when you look at the Grizzlies, you talked about it. You know, Jaren being in year seven hasn't developed and grown out of the foul issues and some of those things. Still isn't a rebounder in year seven. I don't know if that's as much a development thing. It's certainly a part of that. But is there a – I'd ask you this because we've talked a lot about it. Can a Ime Udoka type, and I use him just as sort of that culture guy that's, you know, I guess he's trying to do it with Jalen Green, that's going to quickly, you know, challenge you, try to bring out the best in you, as opposed to the comfort level coach that's maybe a little bit more concerned with whether or not you still like him, so, you know, and whether you're going to demand a trade or not. Taylor Jenkins danced with Ja before games. You know, Ime Udoka, you figure that approach is going to be different. You can't get Ime, but those kinds of guys. Do you think a coach like that can come in and help the Grizzlies, or this is a roster only issue here?
You know, I would have thought maybe it was just a roster issue, but you also look at what Houston did and what the Pistons did, right? So you're talking sort of similar teams in the sense that, like, what is this team? What is this roster? They've got a bunch of chuckleheads on the team that are just like, many of them can't shoot jumpers from deep range. Like, it's kind of a cobbled together, like, jambalaya of pieces. And then Houston did it first in bringing in Dylan and bringing in Fred VanVleet and having some of that veteran, bringing in Steven Adams eventually, bringing in some veteran leadership to sort of piece together, okay, we know what our identity is. Then you saw that again with the Pistons, where they bring in guys we didn't even think were going to be valuable or impactful in any way. Malik Beasley, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris. And now they're taking the Knicks to the brink. And you could probably say there's a reality or a world where if the Knicks didn't go on that 21-0 run in game one, the Pistons would have already beaten the Knicks. And if they didn't get screwed on that Tim Hardaway three that he got fouled on, this thing would be over. So I think there's more that you can do with a roster that doesn't at first make sense with adding pieces on the fringes. If you have the right coaching, you saw what happened when J.B. Bickerstaff took over. All of a sudden, you've got some sort of semblance of an identity, and Jaden Ivey's not even healthy yet. And then same thing happens with Houston in less than 2 years' time as well. So that's kind of how I would think about it in terms of if I was Memphis is, all right, what are the pieces we really want to hold on to? And then can we add guys who are marginally expensive to sort of fill out the roster and build an identity? So, yes, I think coaching probably is more important because you see what those other two teams that look like they were the worst two teams in the league, besides the Wizards, which probably will continue to be that, and they found a way to be playoff and maybe even more than that, somewhat like relevant teams.
Talking to the great Trista Crick, joining us here, talking all things NBA playoffs and Grizzlies. Look, anytime Ant-Man's in the series, you know, you would say you're foolish to count him out. I don't think anybody saw the handling of the Lakers like this, though, in five games, and we're clearly the better team, you know, for the duration of the series. For the Lakers, how much soul-searching needs to be done, you know, for that group in the offseason?
I think they're so close. I think they need a center and probably two centers, because I don't think Jackson Hayes is even a backup. He clearly couldn't even get any minutes at all when J.J. Redick was playing Maxi Kleber, who's never even – he hasn't even practiced with the Lakers this year. So that's fascinating to me. So I think you need a starting center who's a real center, not a four playing five, which I think is what the Lakers have been trying to do. A lot of teams try to do that, in fact, because of the whole, like, spread the floor thing. So you need that, to do that. And then you need a two-way wing that can get you three – like, hit three – point shots, but also defend. Right now, what they have are undersized guards like Gabe Vincent, who can shoot, but you can play them off the floor defensively. And then you have guys like Jared Vanderbilt, who can only really play defense and is very much of a struggle offensively in terms of what you're going to get from him. You've got Dorian Finney-Smith, who obviously is fine, but I think he's more of a rotation piece than a starter. So I think they're close. We see what they can do when, depending on who they're playing against. And they did become the three seed in the West once they traded for Luka. How long is LeBron going to play for more? Like, we obviously saw him playing at an incredible level, even in this playoff series, defensively at least. So I think they're really close, actually, to being scary.
Tell me how Klingon looked to you this year. Of course, that was a guy that we could have Many of us wanted the Grizzlies to draft. There were reports the Grizzlies were trying to trade up. It didn't happen. They end up with Zach Edey, who, I will say, finished very strong. Tell us about the year that that Klingon had. What you think going forward on him?
Yeah, Klingon kind of has the same issue that a lot of bigs his size have that are that young, which is, you know, can he stay on the floor? Because he just fouls so much. And, you know, his lateral quickness right now isn't really there. You're hoping that you get a little bit of protection on the perimeter with the rest of the Blazers, with Scoot, who I think is a pretty good defender, Shaden, who's not really such a good defender, Anthony Simons, who's not at all a good defender, but you've got Tumani Kamara there, you've got Denny Abdia there, and those are really good defenders. So you kind of need to fill out the point of attack before you can really see what Klingon is, because if he has to clean up everything, he's going to have three fouls in the second quarter, and so then you can't really play him more than, you know, 15, 20 minutes a night. And then what do you really have? You don't really have a starting center that you can close out games with. But in terms of his rim protection, he's a top five, top seven rim protector in the league in his rookie year. So, I mean, that's pretty damn good. I think he's got potential. I don't know if he'll ever be that guy as a starting center, just based on what I see in terms of his, like, kinetic movement. But he's pretty damn good, and that was a pretty weak draft. So how much different things would have been for the Grizzlies if you guys would have drafted him? I don't know. I really don't think it's that much different.
And then let's talk about you. What are you doing these days?
Right.
I know you're doing 670 The Score. I know you're doing Heat Check. Feels like you have some other ventures. Like, I see you pop up like on I try to support when I can. What's Trista Creek doing in 2025?
The biggest venture, and I'm super excited about this, that I'm working on is I just started with two others a women's sports media brand. It's super in the infancy. They're probably a month and a half in. It's called The Daily W, and the whole idea is for women's sports to have a central hub, because right now you got to go to all these different websites, all these different Substacks. You got to go deep into The Athletic or deep into ESPN to find coverage, to find a place that talks about what's happening in all of women's sports as a collective. So the goal is to be able to get some funding. Right now we're doing it at a grassroots level and creating awesome content. We've had a lot of traction on social so far in this limited time. But to be able to be like The Athletic meets the cultural relevancy of Slam Magazine back in its day, under a subscription model only for women's sports, podcast network, long form video interviews, and of course, like, the bedrock will be written content around the women's game, especially with the Caitlin Clark effect. It's time, you know, we've got a big interest in women's sports to watch it, but what has fallen well behind is women's sports coverage. So I think women are only getting around 15% of coverage of all sports. And I think over time, as we've seen NIL deals get bigger and bigger for women's athletes, I think there's a huge opportunity for women's sports coverage as well.
You got Paige coming in. Caitlin already obviously is there. You know, Juju's on the way, obviously, when she recovers from her injury there. Don't forget, Trista, don't forget to incorporate that betting now. Because,
oh, well, that's a key piece. No, that's a key piece. Because,
I mean, people love betting on WNBA.
Yeah, and the thing that's really interesting that I was finding in the research before we put this out is that women's college basketball analytics, against the spread numbers, over-under analytics, you can't barely find that. You have
100%.
To find 100%. People who tabulate it themselves and they're charging you a fee. If you can get something like what we see for the Action Network or what we see on some of these other apps that give you data of, like, cover percentages, based props, et cetera, I think people will spend $10, $15 a month for that.
Totally. I mean, because people bet it. People do bet WNBA. Because you got to think, by the time WNBA, it's going to start this month. Like, people are going to be sick of betting on NBA playoffs. They're going to be ready to do something else that's a little easier to beat, you know. And that's where the WNBA comes in. So, hey, best of luck to you. And let us know if there's anything
Sounds
we can
awesome.
Do to help you with that
and
venture.
Support it. I have a new podcast as well called Let Her Shoot. That's me and one of my co-founders doing that, talking about the world of women's sports as a whole. So if you could, you know, subscribe on YouTube to the Daily W, if you guys and your listeners could subscribe to Let Her Shoot, that'd be awesome. As we're actually, I have a big meeting with a venture capital firm in about an hour. So we'll see how that goes.
The Daily W on YouTube. Support our girl, Trista Crick. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Trista.
Love y'all.
Yep. Love you back. She is Trista Crick, doing her thing, passionate about women's sports, women's basketball. I love it. She's also the GOAT on the men's game as well. So always love getting it. And you know what? You know, this is the economy we're in, man. And if you're a creator, if you're somebody out there, you know, she's done the, corporate media thing, you know, and she said, you know, I want to go a different direction. I want to do something else.
Respect.
I want to do it on my own. You know, it's harder, but it's, if you get there, man, if you can climb that ladder on your own, make more money, you know, have the platform to yourself, you know, you got a chance. So anyway, thanks to Trista Crick for joining us. Sonic, go eat at Sonic. It's delicious. Expansive menu, and something for everybody, something for every budget there at Sonic. When I go, I get the premium chicken bites and the Route 44 Diet Coke, man, it hits, especially now that the weather is getting hotter. You know, they need that refreshing drink, that refreshing cold drink at Sonic. It's America's Drive-In. Hit them up.
Love Sonic, and I love the Fun 99 menu. That's typically where I reside, and they've just added those junior chicken sandwiches to that Fun 99, $1.99 menu. Try it today, either Chipotle or Original. Bunch of other tasty things on that $1.99 menu, including those queso wraps, Southwest or Bacon Ranch, however you like them. Breakfast, the French toast sticks. They've got the small, groovy fries with the sauce. And you got to have something to wash it all down with. A flavorful fiesta. You can try the strawberry mangonada slush. It's done with sweet strawberry and mango slush and sprinkled with tahini for a tangy twist. You'll love it. You'll love everything at Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you're going to have more options. That's the key. You're going to have the widest selection, the brightest, biggest diamonds when you're getting that engagement ring. You're going to have the opportunity to shop with Howie, who makes it stress-free. He's not putting any pressure on you, man. You can walk out of there. He'll never see you again. He hopes he sees you again, but it's not going to ruin his day, and he's not going to put that kind of pressure on you when you're shopping. It's great. It's a great feeling. He is the best. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the best. Get over there for your engagement ring today.
Mr. Engagement Ring, we call him. You got any questions, go to him. You're going to know how much it's worth right off top, and you can best believe that's how much it's going to be worth. Not like a big box store. When I bought it, they said it was worth this. Take it to Howie, the appraisal. Find out Faith's ring does not cost what I paid for it. There you go. And Howie's going to make you the best deal in town. Like John said, you're going to leave a happy man because she's going to say yes, and you are not going to have to bust the budget, break the bank, whatever your phrase is. You'll still have a little bit of money left. Howie wants you to come back, be your jeweler for life, be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Robert Irwin Jewelers has three locations here locally, Perkins Extended in East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center and South Lake Center, also two in Little Rock as well if you're traveling that way this weekend. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at RIJ, online at rijewelers.com.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Trista Crick for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't you dare miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.